This is an interview with Solange Earth on nutritional education in Malawi.
In Malawi, I'm based in Kasungu, which is about 120 kilometers from Lilongwe. And I'm working especially in two districts, Kasungu and Zimba district, which is in the center and in the north of Malawi.
Why is this FL project settled there? Is there any particular agricultural specificities that have to be addressed?
Mm-hmm. In these two regions, we notice a very high level of malnutrition, especially stunting, whereas we saw that children are very short for their age. So the Flemish-funded project decided to improve the food security and also the nutritional the nutrition security of the population in these two districts. Especially in Kasungu district, we know that the farmers there are tobacco farmers, so they have a lot of money, but they don't know how to use it. And we want to bring a little bit of diversification in the crop production. And in the north, in Zimba, they are planting a lot of maize. It means that they have a lot of food, but again, they don't know how to utilize this food. And this is how we are trying to link food security and nutrition in these two regions or district of Malawi.
So in your educational program, how do you do that?
In our educational program, we start first from the production. So we show the farmers in the farmer feed schools and the junior farmer feed schools of life how already to bring diversification in their production. So, and this is what we are giving. We are giving them inputs, animals input, and also indigenous inputs that they have to plant. And then from the production, we have to show them how to use them. And this is where the nutrition education is very important for this population.
Get a few examples.
For example, we are distributing vitamin A-rich sweet potato, orange sweet, flesh sweet potatoes, and we are showing the population how to use it and the use of the importance of having vitamin A in the diet. And also, we are basing all our work on the seasonality, because it's very important for the population not to think a one-way diet, but a diversified diet. So with the seasonality, we have seen that there is a lot of food available in the country during the two main seasons, the dry and the rainy season, and based on the calendar that we produce with the population together, we are teaching them how to make the best use of what they have locally.
If you work household to household, you're a very restricted number of staff out there in the field. Who are your other partners? Who do you work with?
FAO is just supporting Malawi. So we are mainly working in the system already there, I mean with the Ministry of Agriculture. And as we know, nutrition issues are multisectoral, so we are working also with other ministries like Ministry of Health. And Malawi has a very good extension system and also volunteers in the ground. So what FAO is doing is just supporting the capacity building and assisting the people to improve what is already in place. So we are using local people, supporting them, assisting them, and helping them to improve already the system.
Do you have an average of how many households we're talking about?
Regarding the FAO FICA project, we are targeting 15,000 households, but we have challenges. Yes, it's a lot, and we have challenges and human resources. Why? And the government of Malawi promises to recruit more government staff and extension workers to help us to make sure that this program is going to be sustainable, because if this program is going to end in 2015, and hopefully we're going to hand over everything to the government of Malawi, and they're going to continue by themselves. This is why it's important, again, to stress out that we are just supporting the capacity building and we are helping already the system to be better.
This is also a program, Food Security and Nutrition, that also interests other international partners and institutions. How do you work with them, like in the UN system, but also in the sub-regional institutions?
Our nutrition project there in Malawi is working also under the big scaling up nutrition activity initiative called SAN. And Malawi is one of the countries from in the southern region of Africa chosen to be the leader. So FAO is also working hand in hand with all the UN agencies involved in the SAN initiative and also with the local NGOs. So with the UN agency, we are working with UNICEF, with WHO, WHO, with World Food Program and local NGOs. We are working with World Vision, Save the Children, and also over NGOs working in Kasongo and in Zimba district. So FAO is a part of a global initiative to improve nutrition in Malawi. Currently, we are preparing a big conference, which is upcoming for NEPAD, and Malawi will be a case study because from our experience there, we have demonstrated a way that is feasible to introduce nutrition program in agricultural planning. So this is going to be a very good case study to present to our partners so that other countries in the region could see the Malawian example and maybe they could learn from us and we could also learn from them.
How do you make sure that households have reached a satisfactory nutritional status?
It's very important to say that before beginning such a project, we always do a baseline. So at the end, we have to do again assessment, impact assessment, and to help us in this optic, because as we say, FAO is just implementing and helping Malawi to implement. So we are working in collaboration with research institute, especially with two universities, one based in Germany called Justus Liebig University in Gießen, and another one, Bunda College of Malawi. So currently we are having two master students and two PhD students who are helping us to have evidence on the food-based approach that FAO is using, and also to bring evidence that the program that we are doing has a big impact on the population.
Thank you, Solange. This was an interview with Solange Hels, a nutrition education consultant in FAO Malawi.